This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top American diplomat on Tuesday said the United States is trying to avert a greater war along the border between Israel and Lebanon, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein was in Beirut following an escalation in cross-border fire between Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Hochstein said he had been dispatched to Lebanon immediately following a brief trip to Israel because the situation was, quote, serious. Last week, the group fired the largest volley of rockets and drones in the last 8 months after an Israeli strike killed a high-ranking militant commander. Hochstein has something of a track record in the region. In 2022, he helped negotiate the first-ever Israel-Lebanese accord on a maritime boundary between the two countries. But Hezbollah says it will not halt attacks on Israel unless there is a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. NATO is concerned about support Russia could provide for North Korea's missile and nuclear programs, the alliance's head said on Tuesday, as Russian President Vladimir Putin headed to the reclusive nuclear-armed country for the first time in 24 years.
We are, of course, also concerned about the potential support that Russia provides to North Korea when it comes to supporting their missile and nuclear programs.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Washington on Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden is taking an expansive election year step to offer relief to potentially hundreds of thousands of immigrants without legal status in the U.S. It comes after the Democratic president's own aggressive immigration crackdown at the southern border earlier this month that enraged advocates and many Democratic lawmakers. This is VOA News. More than 200 have been arrested in Kenya during protests over proposed tax hikes in a finance bill, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police hurl tear gas canisters at hundreds of demonstrators on Tuesday, forcing businesses to temporarily close for fear of looting. Some major tax proposals in the bill were dropped, however, after a morning meeting between ruling party MPs and President William Ruto. A lawyer, Wanshoi Gachi, said he was protesting on behalf of all Kenyans who would be potentially burdened by the tax hikes. Civil society groups say that despite the arrests, demonstrations and a planned sit-in outside the parliament buildings will continue. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American pop star Justin Timberlake has been arrested for driving while intoxicated on Long Island east of New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Justin Timberlake was arrested overnight in the Hamptons and is accused of driving while intoxicated, according to the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. The singer and actor was expected to be arraigned later today in Sag Harbor, New York, on the eastern end of Long Island. Timberlake's representatives did not immediately return requests for comment from the Associated Press. He has two upcoming shows in Chicago on Friday and Saturday. Then he comes back to New York next week to play Madison Square Garden on Tuesday and Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
Thailand's Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill that would legalize same-sex marriage, clearing the last legislative hurdle for the country to become the first in Southeast Asia to enact such a law. The bill passed its final reading on Tuesday with the approval of 130 of the 152 members of the Senate in attendance, with 4 voting against it and 18 abstaining. The bill now needs the pro forma endorsement of the king. Thailand will become the third place in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal to allow same-sex marriage. A team of Haitian police commanders have met Kenya's Inspector General of Police ahead of a planned deployment to the violence-hit Caribbean country expected to take place by the end of June. Kenya is set to lead a UN-backed multinational peacekeeping mission with officers drawn from several countries to combat gang violence in Haiti that has left thousands of people dead and forced more than 360,000 others to flee their homes. The Haitian police also on Tuesday met commanders of the 1,000 Kenyan officers who will be deployed as part of the multinational peacekeeping mission. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.